This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Ruzazi. Welcome you all to the Stories of the Prophets, and it's episode number 56. Still talking about Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman. Yesterday we spoke about the, like an intro about Sulaiman alayhi salam, things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to officially start talking about the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So I'm just going to give maybe a minute for more people to join so that we can start our session. It's episode number 56 today, right? 5-6 today, meaning 56 lessons, mashallah. 56, sessions, just talking about the stories of the prophets. And we still have a few more prophets to cover. You know, after Sulaiman, we have maybe Al-Uzair, we have Zakaria and Yahya and Isa. So we still have a few more, insha'Allah ta'ala, to cover bi'idhnillah, right? Giving a chance for more people to join, I just want to recapitulate a little bit, of what we talked about yesterday. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Sulaiman with several blessings, or you may say miracles. Na'am, Sulaiman alayhi salam had something that no other prophet, would have. And this is, through the dua, his dua that he has made, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him with a dominion that that nobody has ever been given likewise. One of the things that Allah azza wa jalla blessed Sulaiman with is the understanding of the language of mantiqa at-tayr, to understand the language of the birds. He would understand the language of the birds. And then today we will be talking about that hudhud, the hudhud that was, went on a scavenging trip to Yemen, to Sabah, and then he came back. So we'll talk about that. So Sulaiman would understand the language of not only the birds, but also, like animals, insects, like the story of the naml, the story of the ants. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had subjected to him al-jinn and the shayateen. They used to serve him as well. They used to work for him. And then we will talk, when we talk about the death of Sulaiman and how the jinn and the shayateen were scared to approach Sulaiman, because if they were to approach, come close to Sulaiman, they would burn, right? We will also talk about how, the subhanAllah, the evolvement of black magic or sihr. How did that all evolve? Because there's a lot of stories. There's some stories that are very well known, but they are not authentic. We will talk about them, because a lot of people, were blaming at the time of the Prophet Muhammad. The Jews were blaming Sulaiman, teaching people sihr, teaching people black magic. Whereas it was not Sulaiman alayhi salam. We will, explain what exactly happened at the time of Sulaiman and the evolvement of sihr, of black magic. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sulaiman with, subjected to him also the rih, the wind, a trip that would take normally a month for Sulaiman. It would only take him between morning until afternoon. This is something that Allah azza wa jalla also, all these powers, all these miracles. Also, copper. Just like his son, his father, Dawood. His father, Dawood, would, he would mold, steel. Steel would become so ajib, so soft in his hand. With Sulaiman, alayhi salam, was copper. He would just put copper in his hand, and then copper would melt, and he would, craft, things with his hand, alayhi salam. So these are some of the miracles that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed Sulaiman with. And yesterday we talked about, how a Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. So you have Sulaiman alayhi salam, you have Dawood with all these miracles, you know. We have Sulaiman with all these miracles, but Prophet Muhammad, what kind of miracle did he have? Although in 1400 years, you know, what did Prophet Muhammad had other than the Quran? Well, Prophet Muhammad, he did not have the miracles of Sulaiman. He did not have the stick, the staff of Musa alayhi salam. He did not have, you know, the rih and whatnot, you know, serving him like they served Sulaiman and Dawood. He had the Quran. And with that, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he changed mankind. He changed mankind. He was sent to people. He wasn't sent to Arabs. He was sent to all mankind. But the region where he was sent to was these Arabs, you know, was called the day of Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance. And subhanAllah, look, people at the time, they, you know, it was really well known of a very, you know, well-known story where just because of a camel crossed the boundaries between two tribes, there was a war, a war for like 40 years, you know, day of Jahiliyyah. Came this man, Prophet Muhammad, who changed mankind and changed the entire world without the staff of Musa, without the sihr, and without the help of the rih, and without, you know, understand, you know, without whatever miracles that Sulaiman had alayhi salam, yet just with the power of the Quran, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam changed mankind. So brothers and sisters, let us talk about also, by the way, Sulaiman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with hikmah. And I mentioned that yesterday, the story of Sulaiman and his father Dawood with the story of the two women. You know, if any of you has missed that, you know, session yesterday, please go back and watch it. It's recorded, it's on Instagram, it's on Facebook, and it's on YouTube as well. You know, but do go to YouTube and subscribe so you will get all these updates, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, leadership of Sulaiman. Yesterday we spoke a little bit about, you know, we just alluded to it. Leadership of Sulaiman. We will get to know about it today, inshallah ta'ala. The story of Sulaiman and the bird. And we will go, you know, in detail about it. We'll talk about it in detail. What are some of the traits of leadership that Sulaiman had, alayhi salam? He used to pay attention. And the leader would definitely pay very close attention to his surrounding or her surrounding. Sulaiman had that council, you know, that morning council, that meeting with all his servants and the ruhban and the worshippers and whatnot, the jinn and the shayateen. So he had that council with them. He noticed amongst all the thousands and thousands of people, you know, and jinn and shayateen that used to serve him, and he noticed one bird missing. What kind of, mashallah, an amazing brain he used to have. You know, he noticed the hoodhood is not there. Where is the hoodhood? And so is, you know, a skill of a leader. A leader would pay a very close attention to the little details. Yes, I mean, there's a difference between micromanagement and macromanagement, right? But it depends in what instance would you use what and which method, you know? So with work, at home, with your families, with your loved ones, you know, to pay this little, you know, attention, you know, of things. Sometimes your kids, they want that attention. Even your spouse, you know, she or he maybe want that attention, right? And sometimes we ignore things. Or we let little things go, whereas for others, those little things are very, very important, right? So a leader would pay very close attention. We learned that from Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman also, another trait of a good leader, he doesn't hasten. He does not rush in making the decision. العجلة, as we all say, you know, hastening is from shaitan. He says, مالي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين. Why don't I say the bird, the hoodhood? Where is the hoodhood? He did not, you know, rush into accusing him or into, you know, ruling on his behalf, but he was just wondering, how come he's not here? How come he's not present in our, you know, in our meeting today? And then he was firm as well. He was firm. لأعذبنه عذابا شديدا. I shall punish him. He has to, you know, yes, you're the leader. As a leader, sometimes you've got to make certain decisions and you have to be firm in your decisions. Once a decision is made, you have to be firm on it and making sure that everybody follows through, right? So Sulaiman, yes, he was wondering, where's the hudhud? And I shall punish him. I shall punish him, but at the same time, although he was firm, but he was just. Unless the hudhud brings me an evidence. You see that? Unless the hudhud brings me evidence. On the other hand, if you remember when we talked about Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he came back after he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, in a few other series, in, you know, back, we spoke about it. When he went and he held his brother from his beard, when he saw his people, Bani Israel, worshipping the calf, and he got so upset, and he got so, you know, angry, and then he went to his brother putting him, you know, maybe he rushed a little bit. Although his brother told him, don't ridicule me, don't embarrass me, I am weak. They did not want to listen to me, and I did not want to create, you know, a civil war amongst Bani Israel. But Sulaiman, but your Musa alayhi salam, he went and started pulling his brother and becoming angry at him. Maybe he rushed a little bit there. But then his brother told him, don't ridicule me, don't pull my beard, don't, just hear me out first. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, although he was firm, where's this bird? Where's the hudhud? If he does not bring me a very strong, you know, evidence or justification or excuse as to why he was not present at the meeting, then I shall punish him. So he was just, and also he was a listener, and one of a good, you know, one of the traits of, there's so many traits, in fact, of good leaders, but I'm just giving you some. You know, these are maybe the most important ones. Right, the a good listener, a good leader is a good listener. Do you agree or agree, brothers and sisters? I'm giving you two options. I'm giving you two options. I'm saying one, you know. Do you agree or agree that a good leader is a good listener? Do you agree or agree? Who agrees with me? Yashmin agrees. Who agrees that a good leader is a good listener? Yes, exactly. Right. You know, a good leader is a good listener. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, you know, he was right. He was, but he, when the hudhud came in, he listened to him. He listened to him, yani to it or whatnot. But he did listen to that bird. So yeah, of course, all of you would agree. Shazia agreed, and Nazmin agreed, and Firdaus agreed, and Yashmin agreed, and Tariq from Facebook, and Shabnam Kulsum from Facebook also agree. You've got to agree. You have no other choice. You have to agree. But it's common sense, right? It's common sense. So brothers and sisters, let us talk about Sulaiman alayhi salam. First, how are you people doing? How are you guys doing, sisters and brothers? Facebook, Instagram. How are you people doing? How are you? كيف حالكم? I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're keeping healthy and safe, sound. I hope your iman, mashallah, is in a high state. I'm just praying for all of you, inshallah ta'ala. I'm just double checking and making sure you all are doing good, alhamdulillah. All right? I'm just checking on you, my little, you know, your family, like my son says, your fam. You know, that's just the new jargon. You know, your fan, fam, you know, my fam. Yeah, exactly, like my best friends. Alrighty. Okay, so Sulaiman alayhi salam was mentioned in the Quran 17 times. Right? 17 times. Sulaiman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, would Sulaiman inherited from Dawood? What did he inherit? He did not inherit wealth, because the prophets, they don't inherit wealth. They don't inherit money. The prophets only inherit ilm. You know, they inherit ilm. He inherited the nubuwa. He inherited the prophethood from his father, Dawood alayhi salam. Right? So, one day, as he was sitting, Sulaiman alayhi salam, and Sulaiman, what was Sulaiman? He was in Palestine, right? We talked about, you know, when Dawood alayhi salam died, and then that power that was given to Sulaiman when he called the birds, and then they all, you know, stood on top of people, and then they started, you know, shaking their wings to cause that little breeze. You know, we spoke about that yesterday. So one day, Sulaiman alayhi salam called in the people and he says, Ya ayyuhan nas, all you people. And this is in Surah An-Naml, just so you know, Surah An-Naml, chapter the end, verse number 16. قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ وَأُوْتِيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينَ All you people, all you people, عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ He says, we've been given the understanding of the language of the birds. وَأُوْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ And we were blessed and we were being given from all things. Yani Allah Azza wa Jalla, like I said, He blessed him with so many things. He used to collect the jinn and the shayateen, the birds. So he was traveling one day with his army. Sulaiman alayhi salam was traveling with his army, you know. And then they passed by a valley of ants. A valley of ants. And then, remember what I said about Sulaiman yesterday, you know, how he could understand, you know, and the language of that, you know, of that camel, the she camel's talking, right? So here, as he was traveling and they were passing by a valley of ants, he heard an ant, the leader of the ants, the queen of the ants, speaking and saying, Surah An-Naml, verse number 18, he heard her saying, Ya ayyuha an-naml, all you ants, she's calling them. These little ants speaking. You couldn't hear it. You couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand. We don't understand. But Sulaiman, Allah Azza wa Jalla, has given him the understanding of animals and insects. Right? So he heard this little ant saying, Ya ayyuha an-naml, udkhulu masakinakum. Oh ants. Ayyuhal ants. Oh cha-cha ants. Oh, chachi ants, oh, ants bai, oh, ant sisters, oh, ant fathers, oh, ant mothers, oh, ant, she's calling all the ants, oh, auntie ants, oh, the uncle ants, oh, yeah, ants, and she's calling, ya ayyuha an-naml, udkhulu masakinakum, go back, you know, go and hide in your dwellings, go to your dwellings, go to your home, go home, as if she's saying, go home and hide, what happened? What happened, queen ant? So there's queen ant, and there is cha-cha and cha-chi ants, right? You know, there's uncle and auntie ants. And then there is the queen ant. So she's the one who issues commands. So she's calling them, Ya ayyuhal naml, all you ants. What happened? Go back to your dwellings. Go home. Go back home. Go back to your dwellings. Why? What happened? She's giving them a justification. And here is another thing that we learn as a trait of a leader, right? A good trait of a leader. So now we could also learn leadership from an ant. What did she say? She says, go back to your dwellings. Why? لَيُحَطِّمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ Fearing that Sulaiman and his army may destroy you. So she's giving them an justification as to why they should go back home. You know, sometimes we as parents, or maybe even as whatever, human beings, sometimes when you give you make a statement, but especially to your kids, with your kids or maybe your loved ones, sometimes you don't give them a justification. And you say, I don't need to justify anything. Just do as I say. This maybe used to work a long time ago in my time, you know, a long time ago. When my dad used to tell me something, he does not have to explain anything. Do as I say. If you don't do, you're going to get a slap in the face, right? This is it. Just do. And we don't ask no questions. But today, we have to ask, you know, they ask questions. And before they ask questions, we have to give them an explanation. We have to give them a justification. And on top of that, although you give your children a justification, they still say, then why? And then you have to explain why. And then they may say, but this. And then you have to, you know, you have to keep on explaining, subhanAllah. You know, this is how it works. But long time ago, yeah, in my time, maybe some of you, you know, No, your father, your mother gives you, you know, tells you something, right away you have to listen. But today you've got to give a justification. So this aunt, once she told the other aunts to go back home, she justified as to why they should go back to their dwellings, so that Suleiman may destroy you. And then look, she's given the benefit of the doubt to Suleiman. What an amazing aunt. You know, this sister aunt, this queen aunt, she's an amazing aunt. She's given the benefit of the doubt to Suleiman. What kind of benefit of the doubt? She says, لا يحطمن لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. They may destroy you, but they will do it unintentionally. يعني not intentionally, unintentionally, meaning that they're not aware. I mean, they may not see you. This, it's a huge army, right? It's a huge army marching, and they may just destroy you without paying attention. So she is giving him an excuse. يعني even to Suleiman عليه السلام. Right? Even to Suleiman alayhi salam. So number one, this sister aunt, this queen aunt, this amazing, amazing, brilliant, brilliant aunt. We learn so much from this little aunt, by the way, right? You know, she's telling the other aunts, go back to your dwellings. Why? Suleiman and his army may destroy you. And then she tells about Suleiman. Oh, this Suleiman, they may say, oh, this Suleiman is a bad guy. He's a bad guy. How would he destroy us? Then she goes, before they say anything, she goes and she says, well, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They're not doing it willingly or intentionally. No, unintentionally, without knowing. They may not see you. They may not see you. Suleiman, he heard that speech. He heard that speech. So he smiled and laughed. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال ربي أوزعني وقال ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. Oh, Suleiman, what an amazing ayah. Oh, Suleiman, what an amazing ayah. He smiled, laughing at her speech, and he says, my Lord, Rabbi, my Lord, أوزعني نعمتك, أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك. Look, he said here, oh, my Lord, inspire me to be thankful to your favors. He attributed this blessing of being able to understand the speech of an aunt, he attributed that not to his ilm, not to his knowledge, but to a blessing from Allah. Oh. Whereas Qarun, he attributed his wealth, his kingdom and whatnot to himself. He says, I got this from my knowledge. He says, I got all this when he came out one day to his council, you know, with all his wealth and his armies. And, you know, and he says, all this that you see, I got it from my own, you know, like hand making, from my own ability. Whereas Suleiman alayhi salam, he attributed that power that he had, that blessing that he had to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said something also nice. He says, an ashkura ni'matak, to be thankful to your favors, brothers and sisters. Always be thankful to whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. Always be thankful. Always be thankful to anything that Allah azza wa jalla has given you away. Whether it's good or not good, always say Alhamdulillah. The name of Allah, Ash-Shakir, Ash-Shakur, the most appreciative. To learn to appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings you the way, because there's always khair in it. So he says, oh my Lord, inspire me to be thankful to your favors which you have bestowed upon me. And my parents, Allahu Akbar, he also remembers Dawood. Ya Salam. He remembers his father and his mother. We don't know who his mother is, but he also remembers his parents and my parents. Yani the blessing that you have blessed me with and my parents. Yani his parents are blessing. So he's making this beautiful dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, to inspire him to be thankful for his favors and that he has bestowed on me and my parents. You bestowed the same on my parents. You bestowed that power, you know, that same on my father Dawood alayhi salam, and so on and so forth, and that I might do righteousness. Allahu Akbar. How can I pay you back for all the blessings of Allah so that I may do righteousness? Ya salam. Brothers, sisters, so many lessons. So many lessons. We can't let that go. We can derive so many beautiful things from this ayah. Surat An-Naml, verse number 19. Surat An-Naml, Surat chapter and verse number 19. Here, he is, you know, attributing his, whatever, his good, his blessing to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he says to be thankful, bless him to be thankful. He wants to be more thankful. Not only that, he's saying, how can I pay you back, O Allah? I'm going to pay you back by being more righteous, by doing good. Doing more good. So if whenever Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses you with something, you get a good grade at school, at work, you know, you get a bonus at work or something, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you with a son, with a daughter, with a spouse, a wife, a husband, your parents there, you know, be thankful and do some sadaqah, or do some righteousness, do something good to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that which He has blessed you with. You know, understand, brothers and sisters, if you have, this is the way to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To thank Him, na'am, to say alhamdulillah, but to follow up that thank with some actions. What kind of actions? To work righteousness, as Sulaiman alayhi salam said. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ. And then he looks around. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ. Where is the tayr? Where is the bird? Where is the bird? So he took attendance. As he took attendance, the bird wasn't there. The bird was not present. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ فَقَالَ مَا لِي لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدَ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. Why don't I see the bird? Where is the hudhud? Why don't I see the hudhud? أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. Why is he absent? Why is he absent? He didn't say a thing. He did not tell me. He did not notify me. Why is he absent? لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. I shall punish him such a very severe punishment. Whoa. This is the, you know, the firmness of Suleiman, the leader, alayhi salam. Yes, he's nice. Yes, he's just. But he's firm, alayhi salam. He says, لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ. Oh, I shall slaughter him. I will slaughter him just for not being present. I will slaughter him for not attending my council. I shall slaughter him. أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Unless he brings me a clear evidence as to why he is absent. Allah. And then he did not wait too long. He did not wait too long. All of a sudden, the hudhud appears. Hudhud is here. The hudhud is here. And people are watching. The people are all, you know, are all like being anxious and wondering why the hudhud, where was he? You know, what happened? You made Suleiman angry. So they're listening. Everybody's listening. And before Suleiman said, hudhud, what have you been? Then Sulaiman, right away, the hudhud gives his clear evidence. أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَئٍ بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ. Right away, the hudhud tells him, I have grasped knowledge which you don't have, O Sulaiman. I came across something which you don't know of, O Sulaiman. Don't get angry, my leader. Don't get angry, my man, right? I got something that you have no knowledge of. I went to Saba. He was in Yemen, doing a, like on a scavenging trip. I just came back from Saba in Yemen, in Yemen. And he says, what happened? What were you doing there? What were you doing there? So the man is in Palestine. The hudhud went all the way to Yemen. Yani, that's far. That's far. Very far from Sulaiman, yani from Palestine to Yemen, yani by plane, yes, you know, maybe an hour or so. But this is, you know, he didn't have no plane. Although he had, you know, Sulaiman had the rih, had the wind, But this bird, how fast could he be traveling to go from, you know, Palestine all the way, you know, to Yemen and back? So he came back. In a short manner, he came back. And then he says, I came across something which you don't know of. Oh, Sulaiman, what happened? I saw a woman. إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ مَرَأَةً تَمْلِكُهُمْ وَلَهَا عَرَشٌ عَظِيمٌ. I found this woman. She is their leader. She is their queen. There was this woman. She's the queen of that, you know, of that kingdom there in Saba, in Yemen. وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. She has a great kingdom and great throne. But also, but Sulaiman, I saw something even more weird than this. I saw something more stranger than this. I saw her. وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمُهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. This is what got me so worried and what got me so confused and got me so angry, O Sulaiman. I found her and her people worshipping the sun other than Allah. This is why I was late. Allahu Akbar. What can Sulaiman do? What can Sulaiman do now? Yes, I went to Yemen. You may say, what were you doing in Yemen? What were you doing there in Saba? You know, first place, what made you? We have a council and you know the time of the council. Why would you go to Yemen? He says, Sulaiman, وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمُهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. I found this woman and her people prostrating to the sun. Prostrating to the sun. So I got angry. أَنَّا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلَّهِ. He says, how can they worship the sun? Even the bird got angry. Even the bird got angry. How can they worship the sun? How can they make sujood to the sun? أَنَّا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلَّهِ. Don't they make sujood to Allah who creates the universe, who creates everything? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this surah, in this ayah, there is sujood. There is sajda. If you were to read this surah in Surah An-Naml, there is sajda in it. All right. So, Sulaiman, he heard the story. He heard. He listened. Remember what we said. One of the, you know, traits of a good leader is he has to be a good listener. So he did not interrupt him. He listened. But Sulaiman needs more evidence. Okay, well, this is what you're saying. It's all great. But we need some evidence. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The Hudhud attributed all that wrongdoing to Shaitan. Shaitan deviated them. But Sulaiman is adil. Remember, he's adil. Adil means he's just. He said, سَتَتَفَقَّدُ الْأَمَرُ أَصَدَقْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Wow, despite all this, you don't believe? He says, no. We shall investigate whether you're lying or speaking the truth. This is another trait of a good leader. Don't just believe anything people come and tell you, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, not يعني خلاص, somebody comes and he brushes you off with something beautiful, you know, this has happened. لا يا عمي, you always have to, نعم, you trust. That does not mean I don't trust you. I trust you, but I have to do my due diligence. I also have to go and investigate. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, he says, I need to investigate the matter, whether you're lying or speaking the truth. Let's write them a letter. Let us write them a letter. Yalla, uktub. Uktub. And then Sulaiman told there's a guy that used to write with Sulaiman. Uktub. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, they used to know this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is, you know, centuries before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Sulaiman, before starting, you know, his letter, he started it with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alla ta'alu alay wa'tuni muslimin. He wrote the letter Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Sulaiman. Right? Don't exalt against me and come to me as Muslims. Submit yourselves to me, to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Muslims, Allahu Akbar. What do you mean? Islam came at the time of Rasulullah. Here, Islam means submission to Allah. Allah ta'alu alay. Don't exalt against me and come Muslimin. all together. The queen, your army, everybody come into my land. Muslimi. Muslimi? Yes, Muslimi. So he gives the letter to the Hudhud. And he says, go back to Yemen. Go back to Saba. Drop the letter. Right? Just go, drop it, and come back. So the Hudhud did as he was told. He took the letter and then flew again all the way to Yemen, to Saba. That lady, she's still in her council with her, you know, people. He dropped the letter and then he went back again to Palestine. She opened the letter and then she read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Innaha min Sulaiman wa innahu Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is from Sulaiman. From Sulaiman, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah ta'lu alayya wa atuni muslimin. Don't exalt against me and come to me as Muslims. She is a smart queen. She is a smart queen. What does she do? What does she say? The Hudhud, when he goes back to Sulaiman, what does he say? What does Sulaiman do? So she comes back? Yes, she will come back. But after consulting with her, you know, leaders and her ministers, but what did the ministers say? And what did Sulaiman say back in Palestine? Because he knows. The jinn would want to serve. The shayateen would want to serve. What happened to the creation of magic and black magic? Whatever happened to the angels? Whatever happened to those two, whether angels or jinn, Harut and Marut? Is it really, really true that this lady, she learned black magic and then she was ascended to the heavens and then she turned into Venus, into a star called Venus? They say Venus is a woman, is a star or not. Is it actually Venus, that lady who learned black magic from Harut and Marut and then she was ascended into the heavens and then Allah turned her into Venus? Is that true? What happened? What happened to the queen of Sheba, of Saba? Is she going to marry Sulaiman? Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, ho, ho. Is she going to marry Sulaiman? Is she going to marry Sulaiman? How many wives did Sulaiman marry, by the way? Did he have any concubines? Remember, Sulaiman, he ruled the entire world. A very vast, vast, you know, dominion he had, alayhi salam. So, inshallah ta'ala, I'd like to finish and complete the story of Sulaiman tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, I want to finish off with Sulaiman, alayhi salam, and then move to another prophet, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, thank you. Jazakum Allah khair all for attending. May Allah bless you all. May Allah reward you all, sisters and brothers on Facebook. Thank you for joining. Brother Amir, Tariq, Shabnam, and Yasmin, Ilyas, and Shazia, and Karima, and all of you guys here on Instagram. Thank you so much for joining. I shall see you tomorrow, Sunday, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah bless you all. Thanks again. If you have any questions, Nawal, she is here after such a very long time. She just appeared again. Jazakallah khair, Nawal, for coming. Please go back and watch the sessions which you have missed. If you guys missed any sessions, please go back and watch them, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you so much. Barakallahu feekum. Wa iyakum. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu feekum, Shabnan, Amir, Tariq, all of you. Nawal, barakallahu feekum. All right. Hopefully we can see you tomorrow, guys. Same time. Please come back tomorrow. Right? I don't want to talk to the screen. I don't want to talk just to the screen. Please come back tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. All right? Yalla, assalamu alaikum. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum.